Hi, this is Leo Laporte. Whenever I'm on the internet, I listen to the Linux Link Tech Show.
The Linux Link Tech Show. The Linux Link Tech Show is on. Your link to the latest in GNU Linux and technology. An hour of insightful guests, tech info, and playful banter. Free software, free speech, open source, open mics. Live from the Linux Link Tech Show studio, here are your hosts, Dan, Alan, Pat, and Link. Link it up. Link it up. And take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Gonna play five more promos like you did last
more,
time.
More,
or is this it?
Smartass.
La 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 la.
We're in a very singing mood tonight. I don't know why. Although sadly, it's mostly been show tunes.
And our version of show tunes is something
it's
else.
Really, really bad.
Something to behold.
And we never did sound checks with Pat, so he could be. Sounding awful. That's normal.
And there's Pat for you. How you doing, Pat?
Oh, I'm fine. Great, guys. Glad to be back here. Everybody's here tonight. Been a long time.
Yeah. Actually, it has been a good couple of weeks since we've all been in here in Studio B together.
Our 8x8 confines.
Yeah. And so, I'll tell you what, you know, I did enjoy like hanging out and doing most of the show from my house last week, but the Slurpee lady just did not come by. I kept waiting and waiting.
And no
she
Slurpees.
She wasn't there. No Slurpees.
And we had that 15-minute episode.
They are on order, though.
15 minutes of fun with Dan.
What's on order?
Dan, do you want to explain what the heck
Slurpees.
Happened last week?
We explained what happened on air. Didn't we?
I thought we did.
Did you?
I said I was playing around with the background changer. I closed it, started it back up again, and it locked up.
Wah, 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 wah.
Killed my desktop, and somehow the connection with the Asterix remained. And it was mucking up the Asterix audio. So when I came back in, there was like a, I don't know, some kind of dual connection. So I just killed the Asterix and started back up again. Now, of course, all that took about 15, 20 minutes until we figured it all out, but.
Hey, Charlie, it took Pat and I about 10 minutes to figure out you weren't on either, so.
The Asterix server kept going, man.
We have. The Asterix kept going and going. We had a nice little conversation while you guys were over here freaking out, I'm sure.
That shit happens.
Only Dan was freaking out. I was laughing.
From one disaster to the next, this week's disaster. What happened this week?
Nothing now. Show's going fine.
What's that box sitting on your desk with the wires hanging out?
The dog pissed on the DSL modem last night.
And that's Link's the old DSL modem sitting there?
Yep.
The one underneath the table that's actually working? Yeah.
Yeah. Although you can't wait to like return that with a piss on it as well, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. I am so... Things just worked out... You know, for that kind of problem, things worked out really good yesterday because I just upgraded from DSL to cable modem, which I'm getting for like the same price, only it's five or six times faster. Go figure, right?
What are you paying a month?
It's $41 or $42 a month.
Yeah, because you got to it's like 30,
seven. Yeah,
it's
seven
like 35 for the cable modem, uh-huh. Like $5 to rent it, and then you got to have basic.
No, no, no. I don't pay for the cable because I have my own cable modem. I had a buddy of mine. I was going to do that too.
Okay.
But I had a buddy of mine who just switched from because he moved. He switched from two-way cable modem to DSL because they don't have two-way cable in his area.
Okay.
So he just gave me his cable modem, which is like, you know, what 4 or 5 months
is it?
Old
Motorola?
Or something. I have no free. It's some off. Main brand, I don't know, but it's only 3 or 4 months old. I figure he just gave it to me because he can't use it anymore. And when the cable guy came to install stuff yesterday, I told him that I want to use my modem, which of course they balked at, but they did it anyway. And then I'm up and running. I didn't even have to spend the $50 on a cable modem.
To hell with them.
Yeah, to hell with them.
So you're styling now with your cable connection.
Yeah, I'm styling my cable connection and got everything running and was all happy and shit with it. And then Dan calls me up and go, you know, with his voice quivering, Link, 11:30 at night, Link, I don't know what to do, man.
Dan speaks his mind.
What's the problem, Dan? Oh, the server's down. My wife says she can't get out. The dog pissed on the modem. I said, well, what? Oh, the dog pissed on the modem. So, yeah, it was a damn good thing that I just got done with that. Because, like, what one was the earliest you can get a replacement for that, Dan? Tomorrow or something?
Yeah.
So there would be a rough show tonight. Well, it wouldn't be bad. We'd just do it over at my house. But Dan, the man that he is, runs the Linux Link, the LinuxLink.net, which is my main mail server, too. And a number of other people, by the way. So, you know, that would have just been a sucky thing to go without my mail for a couple of days. And I'm glad that I happen to have a spare
You were going through shakes there for a while? That.
I was going through shakes just waiting the 2 hours, you know, for him to get over to my house and pick the modem up and get it working again.
Well, I'm glad you guys got it going.
Yeah.
Good news. So how's the cable modem working with the your VoIP?
Well, I'm still waiting to get an adapter, a SIP adapter, that I can try and use with the damn thing. But with the X10X Lite client, it works wonderful. No problems whatsoever.
You do any BitTorrent while you're talking?
No, I haven't. Just like the normal stuff. You read my email, surf the web a little bit. My wife is on her computer at the same time. And, you know, it goes right along. Supposedly, their recommendation is that you allocate like 64K or something like that for your call while you're calling on the voice over IP. And 64K out of 7 down and 800K up is really not a problem.
Ejected.
64K out of the...
What, 6 or 7 megs that you're getting.
No, it's 64K out of the 128K up I used to have on DSL. Now, that was something else. That would have been... Is it all done?
No, I can't read it.
You can't read it?
I can read it in here, but I think I might have hosed the DVD drive.
I think you probably did, too. Can't you take it in there and transfer it over or something? Talking about that.
I don't want to do that while I'm doing a recording.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
Yes, OGS. Maybe we can get Alan to read it and copy it to your directory on a server.
I don't want to mess with the bandwidth.
Yeah,
I'll just get it later.
Okay.
You don't want to do an oil change when you're going down the highway doing 70.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
All right. Anyway.
Oil change.
No, anyway, it works really good, and the only thing that I was really pissed off about is that, of course, Pat and Alan had to fucking one-up me and go get their...
Touché, my friend.
Yeah,
touché.
They had to go get their adapters and get all their stuff hooked up before I did. Bastards.
Well, I only happened to find that... Hold on a second here. While I do the reach here to get to the
reach around.
I happened to find that site on the... I forget where I found it. I think Hack... The Hackaday site had something on that one. And, of course, it was, you know, I think the sale stopped on Saturday. I found this out Friday night. So Saturday morning I ran around trying to find that Linksys PAP2.
Because the deal that you got, Alan, what was it? It was $50?
Well, there was two of them attached. It was $50 rebate on it, or you can get $75 back if you signed up with Vonage.
That's what I did because they didn't have the $50 one.
What the F, man? Look at that. It's not the DVD-ROM. It's not the DVD drive.
Warning.
I can play the
this
DVD.
Motion picture contains.
There's got to be. It might not be able to read DVDRs. No, that wouldn't make
really?
Sense.
It doesn't make a difference.
It shouldn't because it's I can read disc. Yours.
Can you read it in your drive, Alan?
I can read it in the drive here, but it won't let me read it in the drive there.
What kind of drive is it?
It's an old compact.
Maybe that's the problem. A lot of times, like the older DVD drives, they don't read the burned disc sometimes.
Isn't that just what I just said? Basically. And you shook your head no.
Well, we'll see. No. I'm copying it now, so we'll see whether or not it copies. But it was a $50 rebate on it. So effectively, the thing was free.
Yes. Yeah,
so now what we're talking about here was you got the Linksys PAP2, right?
Yes.
which is hard coded for Vonage's access. Only you followed the directions on the net, and there was
a couple of bin files which reflash that.
Right, you reflash it and hacked it so you can use it with any service provider, and you using it with Broad Voice, right?
With Broad Voice, yeah. I opened up an account Saturday
now,
night.
Now Pat got the thing. Did you unlock it, Pat, or did you just leave it and you're using it with Vonage for a while?
Well, I got the deal where it was $60 to purchase, right? And I got the $75 deal. The thing with the $75 deal is they give you a Visa card with $75 credit. So it's a gift card, basically, they give you. You have to have the service for 2 months. So basically, the base package with Vonage is $15 a month, and then they give you 500 minutes in North America. And so basically, you're paying $60 for the converter box, and in 2 months, at $15 a clip, that's $30. So you're paying $90, and you get back $75. So for $15, you're getting the hardware for free, and you're getting 2 months of service.
But the one thing you have to watch, though, on it, and I was reading, if you go to that one page off of mine, I got to dig it up. I don't have it up ready for us now on it. But there's a forum running on it where people are talking about this on it. And it seems that, I guess, Vonage has caught on to this, that people are doing this for free and changing stuff over. And what they do is when yours talks to Vonage now, it's going to upgrade its flash.
It's going to upgrade your firmware so it doesn't work.
There's a workaround for it, but it's a little involved and requires reading back in like this XML, this encrypted XML file that you've got to get off of it on it. So you may or may not be able to easily unlock that as I did.
So you might want to unlock it now.
Yes.
Even though you're still using it with Vonage.
Yeah.
You can
switch it later, right?
Yeah. From what I read on the forums there, on it, that when it starts talking to Vonage, they upgrade it to a version that doesn't accept the flash.
Well, the Vonage, it actually sounds pretty good. I made some calls when I hooked it up, and the quality was excellent, I thought. And I took a look at their plans. Their basic plan is $15, 500 minutes North America. And then they have a more expensive plan, which is $25. And that's like unlimited North America and most of Europe. And but they seem to charge more for a lot of the add-on stuff. For instance, if you want to use a soft phone, they charge you an extra $5 a month to use a soft phone.
Yeah, because they have to give you the information on how to configure it, and they don't want to do that.
Please.
The workaround for this whole thing, though, on is Linksys sells the same PAP2. I think it's the PAP2-NG or NA on it, which is unlocked, and you can use it on any service. I don't know how much it is, or you know. I know you can't.
I gotta look for that now.
It's probably more money.
Linksys, yeah, what was something PAP?
PAP two, and I think it's NA or NG. I'm not sure which one it is, but that's the unlocked version of the same thing. So that will save you a whole lot of headaches.
I'm gonna try to hack that this weekend.
Yeah. But here's what I wanted to know, like, because I know that you applied to hack and you're using it with Broad Voice, Alan.
Yeah, which is actually very good.
I want to know how hard it was to set up, number one, and I just can't talk tonight. How hard was it to set up and get going that way, and what's the voice quality like once you're set up and going?
Well, the quality, I can't tell any difference from a regular phone on it, although the phone I picked up, I found out I didn't have an extra phone to put on this to play around with, so I ran down to Walmart and picked up the $5 Telefono Elegante.
That's what I was using.
which I mean, it weighs like 2 ounces, so like picking up the phone and, you know, the base comes along with it. It doesn't even stretch out the cord.
I got the $6 Radio Shack special.
And, you know, this thing has the most wimpiest ring. I can't change it. It's just like, it sounds like a little tea kettle going off. It's really pussy sounding. But I got to get a new one.
The quality is as good as a phone, I think.
Well, yeah, the phone is okay. I used it's a second link that's off of my page there was a setup program. You feed it in all your information and tell it what ATA you want to use, what company you want to go off of, and it will give you a list of all the things you have to change, which made it a whole lot easier for me when I finally did go in and do it.
Now, didn't you have to, like, install a TFTP server or some shit to get...
Well, yeah, there was ways around that one, and I realized I did it the hard way. Luckily, I was fixing my sister's computer for the umpteenth time on it, so I was following the instructions exactly. So I installed a Windows TFTP server on it, which,
which
was really hard.
It's just a bad thing right there.
Yeah, it was a bad thing.
You suck.
I know, because about 10 minutes after I got it all installed, I read a little farther down on the forum on it, and there was all the instructions I needed to do it in all the other in Linux. The guy had a way to do it in OX, in OX
PSD.
10. Yeah, and it was like I just didn't read far enough. But it actually, once I figured that one out, which is the first program I ever installed in Windows that didn't reboot the computer, but actually needed to reboot the computer in order to use it. So that threw me for a little bit, but
because we love Windows.
Yeah, Tux 1313. It's volox.com, pap2config.php, and that will give you, you feed in all your information, and that will give you a list of what you need to change in the PAP2 to get it to work. And they can do it for a whole bunch of, they do it from a whole bunch of different sites, or not sites, but different companies.
Providers,
yeah.
Cool. Because the supports go for about anywhere between $80 and $100 if you look around. What kind of converter box are you getting, Link?
Dude.
You don't know?
Wait a minute, I'll tell you. It's in my email. Don't you hate it when you just like, you know? I bought this thing from a buddy of mine who had some, and
the thing with
it's
the
from
thing
Georgia.
And Georgia.
I've been waiting all week.
Georgia.
I've been waiting almost Georgia. 2 weeks now to get the thing, and I still don't have it. And it's just killing me because I want to get rid of my POTS service. That's POTS, POTS, as in plain old telephone service, not POT as in my marijuana dealer. I want to keep him.
Because, yeah, you don't want to get rid of him.
No, I want to get rid of my
Maybe
plain old telephone
can't
service.
Remember.
Yeah, it could be. I want to get rid of my plain old telephone service. Because, you know,
too much of that,
first
yeah.
of all, it's like Verizon, right? And I think, in my opinion, that they charge a horrendous amount of money for nothing. And the prices keep going up. Like, they always find some new fee they got to tack on and all this other crap. And so... Okay, it's a MTA-102. That's what it is.
Oh, as long as it works.
Something,
well, we'll find
something.
We don't know that yet.
We'll find out.
MTA-102. Yeah, we're going to find out. As soon as I get one, I will let you all know.
Voice over IP fun. I see Dan working over here. Dan, what are you doing? You're doing something in GIMP?
Just playing around with the GIMP while Link's talking.
What are you doing? Some special effects?
I'm making lightning bolts.
Lightning bolts. That's what it looks like.
Fun stuff.
Speaking of the GIMP, do you have those old pictures that you did for the T-shirts way back when?
Yeah.
You got to give those to me. I'm going to put those on the DVD. And speaking of the DVD, we're actually videotaping this right now. So most of it's Alan's back.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have the camera in the
back,
long corner.
Particularly the back of his head.
Yeah. That's because I showed up kind of late.
You can see my handprint on his hair when he leaves.
Ow. Dan's in rare form tonight.
Oh,
man. One of those weeks, huh?
But no, listen, public service announcement time, right? To all of those people, those of you who have asked us for a DVD with the Tech Show files on it, or CDs with the Tech Show files on it, they will be available, and the CDs are available now, Pat?
The MP3s are ready
to
go. The OGs will be ready very shortly.
They are available now, or will be.
And we've decided
right
on
along.
A price of?
We decided on a price of $10.
So you for $10, you get both volumes of the CDs.
Right, you get both volumes of the CDs, MP3 or OGG.
Or
one DVD with everything.
Everything. And when we say everything, we mean everything.
Everything, right.
There's the audio files, the chat log files.
That, of course, includes
pictures.
You know, our costs for making it and, you know, media costs and the little bubble wrap folder things that you got to buy to send them through the mail so they don't get crushed.
Well, the biggest portion of that is going to be we're going to be shipping it today. Right?
Yeah, we're going to send a priority mail, which is like 2 or 3 day USPS.
That's usually $3 or $4.
Yeah, it's like $4. So that's a, you know, that's a good deal. And that's, by the way, that's $3 or $4 for those of you who are in the United States. If you're not in the United States,
you're not getting one.
It's going to cost you a little bit more, buddy. You'll have to, you know, you have to email us with your address and stuff, and we'll let you know how much it is. Shouldn't be a whole lot more, but, you know, just it takes a little bit to cover the postal shipping.
So we'll have something on the main page probably.
Main page, and you're going to be sending your fundage to Pat, I believe.
Yes,
going to take care
I'll be
of sending
handling
this
all
stuff
the shipping
out
and everything.
And so are you going to manage that with a PayPal kind of thing?
Yes,
Pat?
I have a PayPal account. What you all do right. is send an email to the tech show at thelinuxlink.net, and we'll set you up.
Yeah. We'll hook you up, and then we'll get Pat to send you the stuff out. Now, we have 3 or 4 requests already. Have you let any of those people know?
No. I figured we're going to do the announcement first. I'll send the email out either tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
For those guys who are waiting. I'll give them the choice. I can send the CDs now.
Yeah.
Or they can wait a couple weeks.
DVDs. Those of you who did already email us and inquire about buying CDs or a DVD, if you are not emailed back with some price information and stuff, relatively soon, like within the next 2 days, definitely by this weekend, if you don't hear back from Pat, please send us another email so that we know you want it, because maybe your email got lost or shuffled around or something, some such thing. Right? Right.
The DVD is going to have everything. When I
DVD
say everything,
will be banging.
Everything. We're going to have video files on there that you won't be able to get anywhere. We're taping tonight and next week probably as well.
video files you won't want to get anywhere.
We're also going to have some all the little bits and everything. We're going to have all the pictures that we got taken the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Plus some extras.
I'm having problems reading the CD as well.
See, you broke my DVD, you bastard. That's what it is.
Must have been spinning it on top of the Conan CD earlier.
I bet it was. Spinning the coding.
There was like 4 files
it.
That it didn't read off of the CD3 part of it. So.
Well, what 4 files? That doesn't matter. Just take what's on there and then, you know, you can replace those.
Well,
especially from CD3, that's the stuff that we should already have
the stuff.
OGG files for anyway. On the server. So as long as you got like the first two, that's
the golden.
Good.
It should work, then.
What else is going on, gentlemen?
What else is going on?
Ubuntu.
Breezy.
Ubuntu.
Before we get to that, let me ask you a question.
Ubuntu.
I've seemed to notice in the past couple of weeks, a lot of the podcasts I've listened to have just...
stopped.
Faded away.
Peated off,
Nobody's putting new stuff up.
Like, there's hasn't been a new twat. Not twat, twit. I don't know if you ever listen to that.
No, they do that every week.
They do, but I'm not getting it, no.
And what it is, Dan, they move servers. That's what the deal was.
Oh,
their feeds were broken for a bit.
It just seems like I haven't seen LQ Radio in a long time or LQ Podcast.
There's an LQ Podcast came out earlier on. I just downloaded
today.
It.
Today?
Yeah, after dinner I downloaded it, so I saw it come up there. I haven't listened to it yet, but...
And John Watson, the place where his stuff is hosted, they did an upgrade, so he was down for about a week.
Aha.
Maybe
I haven't noticed much, but then again, I've been so damn busy the last few weeks that I haven't had a chance to even listen to any podcasts.
Speaking of twat, Dan, your second episode came out. Very good. I must commend you.
Yes, and the Canotics Love Fest.
Yes, it was a love fest.
Oh, my God. I had to wipe my face after that one. Holy man. You and Judler were like, whoa.
We were gushing.
I really, it was a great podcast, but holy mackerel. How much did Kano, or whatever his name, pay you to do that?
Nothing.
One, huh? Yeah. He should have.
It's a great distro, man. 20 minutes, you're up and running with everything. No, 2 hours.
Did you listen
man.
To it, Link?
No.
Yeah, that was supposed to be a backup episode, and now I got to record another episode for Friday.
Me too.
So,
mine's coming up next week, so I got to do mine this weekend.
So, Link, or Alan, if you want to join me tomorrow night to record a twat, you're more than welcome. Sexy bear.
I don't get invited? Fine.
Well, you're doing one yourself. I didn't want to. You can come on, too.
What are you talking about?
I'm thinking about doing something on live distros.
That's cool. Got to mention Canonics.
Live.
Yeah. There we go. You know what? You know what we need?
Got to do the love fest again.
We need to have, like, everybody butt Pat, and then, like, right, like, to the last third, Pat just comes in and just barges it with Canonics. Canonics, Canonics. Canonics.
Great, man. Canonics, Canonics. But your last episode, your backup episode, that was very good, man. You were talking about Linux file systems and the directory structures.
Oh, I thank you very much.
I really enjoyed it. It was really good, Dan.
Yay, wait, what are you doing your next one on?
I'm going to do on my Bluetooth cell phone hacking.
Oh, there you go. What are you going to do yours on, Alan? I wasn't invited.
No, you all invited me, but yeah, I think I'm probably, as little as I say, it would be like a 5-minute something.
But that's all you need.
Yeah, no, but I have no clue what to do it on. So.
5 minutes
more CVS
than nothing.
Video hacking?
I would be happy to do one if I had 5 minutes to do one. That's the
Linksys
thing.
Linksys PAP2. POTS converter.
Yeah.
I like save all my tech talk up and come here on Wednesday and chit-chat with these guys. And the worst part about that is, like, we all get here an hour before the stuff the show starts, and we're, like, done talking about everything before 8:30. You know?
Except me.
That's why we need a
except
guest.
Except for Pat.
I show up 5 minutes before
the show starts. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, since we don't have, like, we may not have a guest, or we don't have one. I don't know. We got to find some music then.
That guy sent us a link of all kinds of music stuff, but it's like background music stuff. Find something.
I hate that. I can't stand that, man. You hear a podcast and, like, you're
and
talking,
like,
in his background music.
I have, like, absolutely no links on here.
It's like elevator music.
When I reinstalled everything, I never brought over my links that had all the music stuff on it, so.
Oh, you want to go to magnitune.com.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to go.
Magnitune is the king.
I give you a song that I actually
the
bought.
King of music sites.
Let's see. What are we,
absolutely
what are
the king.
Metal and punk.
Ow.
That'll work for me.
Yeah.
I give you a good song.
I don't know. Maybe it's just that Bash Potter's unreliable these days.
But no. All right. Breezy Badger, right?
Breezy Bastard?
Breezy Badger is in release candidate 2 right now, and I am anxiously awaiting the final release to see, you know, just to see what, if anything, they change in it. But I have, like, here's the story, right? About 4 months ago, maybe 5 months ago, they were doing computer upgrades at work. For the developers, and they were getting everybody these brand new 3.2 gigahertz Dells.
That's pretty quick.
Okay.
Except
and
you, right?
I was really, yeah, except me. I was really happy about that, but then
it.
I found out they weren't going to get me one because they did not want to waste, quote unquote, the XP license that came with Dell, that came with the box.
On you.
On me, because they knew that I would not run XP, that I was going to install Linux. So the option for me was to go to some website somewhere and spec out a box that I wanted that was similar, and they would instead order that box for me. And I said, yeah, all right, I'll do that. And I went to this website, and I spec'd this box out almost identically to the Dell specifications that everybody else was getting. And I gave it to them, and it was still cheaper. And I gave it to them, and don't you know, they got me a shittier box. They missed every damn spec that I gave them, every single one.
What'd you ask for, like a
they
gig
got,
of memory?
I only wanted was 512 megs. That's the only thing they got, 512 megs of RAM is the only thing they got right. Everything else they got wrong. They got me a shitty motherboard. It had onboard sound, which is that
AC97 codec.
It's AC97 codec, but it's
the crappy one.
The Intel sound chip, and it also had the onboard Intel video, which is just it's complete shit. Like, stay away from that. The VIA chipset and the Intel.
You can pick up a GeForce
Intel
4
VIA
for like
chipset.
$60.
Everything was onboard on this thing. I have had nothing but troubles with this under Linux ever since I got it. Like, I'll work and I'll be working for, I don't know, a couple hours, and all of a sudden, Thunderbird will shut down. It just, poof, it's gone. And then Firefox goes down every freaking 20 minutes, which annoys the hell out of me. It would to you, or it would you too, if you're a web developer like I am. So that shuts down all the time. And then the worst part is, like, every couple of days, X will shut down. It just drops out from underneath. I lose connection to the X server.
We run WinLinux.
It sounds like it, right? And it's been pissing me off so bad. And today, if X dropped out from under me again today. And some of the developers that used to work for the company within this 3 or 4 months have been let go because they closed down two facilities in our company. So what they did was they sent one of those, probably on accident, they sent one of those 3.2 gigahertz Dells. Oh, by the way, the computer they built me wasn't even 3.2 gigahertz. They only got me 2.8. But anyway, they sent one of those Dells probably by accident to my facility. So I absconded with it today and proceeded to install Linux on there.
Nice.
And finally got a decent machine. 3.2 gigahertz, 512 mega RAM, it's a 40 gig serial ATA hard drive, DVD combo with CD rewritable, small case, and of course the first thing I did, just like they knew, was ditch XP and boot it right up under Linux. Now I chose Breezy Badgered. Yeah, Breezy Badgered. Breezy Badger.
Breezy Badger.
Because, why? Because for the hell of it, that's why.
Why not?
So, because Slack was 2 disks to download, and I have, you know.
And Breezy was only one.
Bandwidth is so freaking slow there. Breezy was one, so I forget what the hell. So I download that, and I stick it on there, and did the install, which was wicked, wicked fast. And I have to say, this is the first time that I have used a workstation that has not been running Slackware the very first time.
Hell freezes over.
No shit, man. And I have to say, this damn thing, it rocks, man. It really does.
What desktop are you running?
Breezy really. I'm running GNOME.
GNOME, you like it?
I'm running it's a default install with some extra software added. It's a default install. I'm running the GNOME desktop on 3.2 gigahertz machine with 512 mega RAM. You can't tell the difference. It's lightning fast. The only thing I had to really add on to it, other than like SMBFS, was
Codex.
No, because I don't really listen to anything at work. I plan on maybe listening to DVDs at work, but I need to figure out.
I thought you needed another pair.
I plan on actually installing the codec so that I could like watch DVDs on it or something if I wanted to. However, I cannot figure out how to get that to work on Breezy. I know they have all these instructions out there on how to get your DVD stuff working and the extra codecs for Hori, but not for Breezy. I can't find them anywhere, and the ones that I did find didn't seem to work. However, you know, I'm going to give it the old college try again and again until I get to work. But anyway, I digress. Back to Breezy on the workstation. It really rocks. I'm terribly, terribly impressed with it. I couldn't say enough good things. It's so nice. You know what it is? It's probably just so nice to have sat at my computer at work and actually been able to use it to do some work without having to worry about the X server crash on me for 2 or 3 hours. That was so nice. I just am thrilled with it. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Breezy teabagger.
It's awesome, man. And I'll tell you what, it is so nice that I am even considering switching my home workstation.
Heresy.
To Breezy.
Heresy.
Link has forsaken.
So I was wondering if anybody had any like insight.
Next, he'll be running KDE.
Shut up.
I like KDE.
If anybody has any insight as to when they're going to actually release the full version of Breezy, like you got some inside information, just you know,
yeah,
shoot
October
it right over here.
Actually, we were supposed to talk.
It
to
is
Jeff,
October.
Jeff Waugh,
dipshit.
I think his name is the guy from Ubuntu. He's an Australian guy.
Yeah,
he's actually on a world tour right now. I think he supposedly tonight he's in.
Yeah, but we're not taught. We're supposed to do a external interview with him, right?
No, he's in North America right now. So there's an outside shot that we would talk to him live, but not today. He's on tour doing promotion for Ubuntu.
I think you just need to get the right repositories.
I think you might be at least partially right there.
No, I've noticed sometimes. I am gonna. I don't know if this is the case with Breezy. In the past, I set up an Ubuntu server at work, and when I checked the multiverse and restricted repositories under Synaptic, for some reason it didn't take, because I could actually go look in my apt-get sources list, and they weren't listed in there for some reason. But double-check your repositories.
Because, Dan, you did an Ubuntu install for your wife's machine, right?
I've done a couple Ubuntu installs the past couple of weeks. Yeah, I did have I'm trying to remember. I think LibDVD, like I said before to you, LibDVD CSS, I had to actually go under the documents for the LibDVD. There's a script in there that you can run to get DVD CSS, and I did that. Then you also have to make sure you have DMA turned on for your DVD drive, or else it'll play back. It'll be a little choppy. Stutter. And the first time you run it, it might be a little slow as it pulls all the keys. But it's on the wiki for how to do that, and I followed the same process. But then again, I haven't done a Breezy install, just an upgrade to Breezy. So. Oh, yeah.
Da-na-na-na-na. All right. I know this one is for me. And we have. This one must be for Dan, right?
None for Pat.
Oh, look wait, it is.
I don't need a Slurpee tonight.
What I don't is know it? If I like this flavor in here.
Thank you. It's every damn flavor.
Thank you.
Take this and throw it at him.
Honey, would you like to come in and make your comment?
Which comment is that?
Your
my plug?
Sorry, your plug.
That everyone should go see Serenity?
No, you got to speak.
You got to speak into the microphone.
Oh, jeez.
Talking to the Brain Orange penis.
That's what he said.
Link, don't give my wife your penis.
Okay, what am I supposed to say? Oh, about Serenity?
Yes.
Everyone should go see Serenity this weekend because it's doing better than expected, but not great, and it's going to be the make or break weekend regarding a sequel or another series of the TV show. And anyone who liked Firefly should go see it because this is it. This is your last chance to make a difference.
Where's the new show going to be on, Sci-Fi?
Well, there isn't a new show yet. That's the thing. The inside rumor is that it has to make $50 million, and that includes DVD and overseas, for them to contemplate either a sequel or shopping the show, hopefully to Sci-Fi. So,
I like the show. I watched it on Sci-Fi. I never watched it on Fox, but I watched it on Sci-Fi, and it was interesting.
Yeah, it's
nobody watched it on Fox.
Nobody watched it on Fox. Well, they really screwed it up, didn't they?
Yeah.
Half the time it was preempted by sports, and then half the time they moved it all over the place, so nobody got a chance to see it.
Plus, they played the episodes out of sequence, too.
Yeah,
didn't they?
The pilot they played, like, last, because they wanted something more action-y. So they played the second one, which is called The Train Job, first, which kind of threw you in the middle without much explanation. Are you drinking Slurpee and Guinness?
Yes.
Watch it, Dan. Don't mix your drinks like that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Thick sugary syrup.
Might want to crack open a window tonight. Syrup.
Crack open a window? He's sleeping out in the backyard. Are you kidding me? All right, so go see Serenity. Even if you didn't watch Firefly, it's still a really good movie on its own. Dan liked it. He said it's on his blog.
I liked it very much, and I liked Firefox very much.
Not Firefox, Firefly.
Yeah, Firefly.
Clint Eastwood rocks.
Yay, Clint Eastwood. Thank you.
That's Link's orange penis.
Who was it now?
Yeah, that's not
sorry. All right.
Spell.
Dum, 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 dum.
Did you
okay.
Talk about our saga with the DSL modem?
Yes. All right, before I get into my Breezy Bastard Badger tales of woe and glow. Actually, they're not tales of woe and glow. I want to make a comment here. First off, if you have a really successful podcast, or blog or whatever, I don't think that you should change your feed. Okay? I don't think you should change your feed because changing your feed only confuses people and irritates them when they have to go back to their podcatcher of choice. And when they go to your page to find out where your feed is, if you don't have a regular feed, then how the F am I supposed to subscribe to it? I'm on the Twit page, and I see an iTunes.
They got everything but
iPodRx, an Odeo, a PodNova, and a MyYahoo. Where is a simple
XML.
RSS XML feed?
Yep.
Where?
You need to have a BashPotter icon on there. That's what
Leo, get your shit together, man.
What? Come on. Everything here is like...
We love you, man, but get it together.
It's like a proprietary application. Or, you know...
That's fucking Apple for you, man.
So I'm like looking at this like, where is a simple RSS feed with enclosures? Where?
Some bitches.
Why? Do you know what? I'm not going to listen anymore.
Go get your iPod.
I'm not
going to
listen.
That's right, you some bitches. I'm not going to listen
buy another
anymore.
iPod.
I wouldn't listen anymore because you don't have the RSS feed.
Give Uncle Steve another $300.
I don't like you no more, you Canadian bastards, you.
Where is it? I enjoyed listening to the show, but really, where is a simple?
But really, he says,
where is a simple an XML feed with enclosures? Maybe that's too much to ask. That I don't know.
He's got fucking.
They need to, have a one that says BashPotter on
unreliable.
It. That can be the RSS standard.
But it has like a crack in the center.
We got to talk to that guy and bust his ass, man. Bust his balls, no one. I'm going to send him an email. So
we're
going
to have to wait until we try his software first and make sure that that doesn't work. And then we can really bust his ass.
I think the link just got put up on the IRC.
Oh, there you go.
The OM Podcasters Twat. I mean, Twat.
A real RSS feed. Thank you.
Asking
you. But you know what?
Too late.
I don't see it on the website.
It's too late.
Why?
He probably pulled that out of a forum or something.
Because Dan is mad now.
He wants his Dvorak, man. He needs his Dvorak. Dan needs his fix of John Dvorak.
You know, you're right. And that's why I'm going to just take the damn thing and probably stick it in my bp.conf file and do it like that.
Yeah. What he said.
Yeah, my last feed was for them was
me. I'm just not gonna
feed at
feedburner.
Feedburner.com.
Yeah, they moved over, man. AOL was hosting them for a while, and then they moved away from them.
I think they still are using AOL.
Are they?
Yeah.
He did some kind of a migration there recently.
Yeah, I think it was to AOL because they get a lot of bandwidth.
I noticed a lot of that going on. Where the hell did I get this from? I noticed a lot of that stuff going on lately myself, and
what the feed's breaking?
Yeah, or just not, you know, nothing
Bash
going
Potter
on.
Breaking. That's why I'm switching to Linux TV.
I run feed on feeds on a server at home, right? As my RSS aggregator, and what I do is I just go, I like look down the side, right, and it tells me that like there might be a feed that like this one here, Rasterweb. That hasn't been updated for 12 hours or something like that, right? Now, if it wasn't Rasterweb...
Well, his comes out like every three or 4 months.
Yeah, if it wasn't Rasterweb and it gets over like a week, man, I just shit can it because apparently they either dumped their feet or they stopped doing whatever the hell they're doing.
except
Rasterweb, Pete, he's a whole different story, man. He just kind of goes along and every now and then something pops up at you. And
I like his video.
Yeah, and he's really cool, so I'll keep him on there, but most of the other people that are just stupid and, you know, they have something good going on for a couple of days and then they stop doing podcasting, I just whack them. Just whack the feed. Whack them. Whack them.
Did you whack Lug Radio, too?
Whack
Lug Radio.
Their feed was never really very functional, so I don't do that. I actually visit their page myself. In this.
You don't like to get every single episode every couple of weeks?
No, I don't actually appreciate getting every episode off of every server. I'll tell you what's good, though, and it's coming back because it's starting to get wintertime. Everybody pay attention.
KFCs?
Whole wheat radio. Whole Wheat Radio is going to start coming back again because it's wintertime and they're done with like their camping thing in Alaska and it's going to get cold, so they got nothing else to do.
They go up in the barn and start the fire.
They're going to go up in the barn, start the podcast in the morning again. That's a wickedly cool show. I love listening to them bitch back and forth. It's hysterical.
So you're all going to out and run out and buy your video iPods?
No.
Fuck Steve Jobs.
Video iPods.
They could put it where the sun doesn't shine.
I'll tell you what, man. My iRiver. It's up and down, up and down.
Works one day.
I thought you said it was dead.
Maybe the dog pissed on that, too.
I thought you said it was dead.
It should. Maybe it'll work. No, it came back a couple hours later and started working again mysteriously. I don't know why. And it was working pretty well for a couple days. And then, it's just power play button. It's just going down the tubes again. Maybe I need to have it crap out again like it did before, die for 2 hours and come back and a play button will work again.
Well, you know what? Can't you crack it open and maybe see if you can't?
Yes, I did that.
Rig up a new play button on there, solder a new play button on the traces.
Where am I going to get a play? It's a little dial. It's a little push button that goes right into that entire thing. It's like a solid device.
It's a membrane. Yeah, switch but is all it is.
Yes, it's just a membrane.
It's not spring loaded, is it?
No.
Even as a membrane, it's got to have two traces going to it on the circuit board that make contact somewhere. And if you can find the right ones, then you can just get a tiny little momentary switch from Radio Shack. If you can find a Radio Shack that actually sells parts anymore, now it's become Yuppie Phone Shack.
They keep them all in a file folder in the back.
Yeah, no, it's Yuppie Phone Shack now. If you go in the mall to Radio Shack, you can't even get like a diode. They don't even know what the hell they are anymore.
The Radio Shack. They don't. You have a diode phone number anymore.
That's because they're getting off your credit card.
Yeah.
they don't need to.
Yuppie Phone Heaven. But you can get a momentary push switch or something like that, and just good old duct tape it on the side or some shit.
They're into selling cell phones. That's the big thing.
But in order for me to do that, I'd have to take it apart and solder it, and chances are I'd ruin the device.
Well, you should send it home with me, then I'll look at it for you.
Because it is very small. Like I said, it goes right into the solid state. Some people have said I should look into the warranty on that, and I don't know if the warranty would be covered.
Warranty? Who needs a stinking warranty?
Perhaps if you called... I don't know what their service is like. Perhaps if you called iRiver, maybe they could suggest to you that they could repair or replace that circuit board for a small amount of money. And then you would effectively have a new iRiver in a old iRiver case. Or you could just hit eBay and get another one.
That'll work. Or you can get an iAudio.
Yeah. Or you can just hire a band to follow you around. No, it goes to his stuff now.
That's going over to your stuff now?
Yeah, because he's pumping audio through his machine.
Wait, input?
I'm using both, actually. I'm using the test. Hold on a minute.
Talk amongst yourself, please. Discuss.
You're using both of them. So long as I pull the right one out, we should be okay.
Wait, you need the line. You need the front. The one that goes. You need this one. No. Yeah.
I'm not going to pull any of them.
This would be line in. You need to. Wait, let me. I was like, let me see if the line goes dead when I pull this out.
Dan's gonna reconfigure X right now. Hold on a second.
There. No, this isn't a reconfigure. I just
blam.
Make sure I get it back. Because then I have to dig through all this and find the right.
Hey, one thing I noticed, though, is Infonomicon. Droops hasn't come out with an episode like in a month.
He's too busy not doing the Twat episode.
I know. I kind of miss Infonomicon.
Whoa!
Sorry about that.
What was that?
I could hear that without the headphones on.
Yeah.
All right, my breezy bastard. Do you want to play music before we do this, or should I?
We could do
it. Let's play a song.
Stretch this episode out as long as possible.
Yeah, I think we should play some music.
Yeah, give me a second to get back to it now.
What are you going to do? And my quick,
I'm going to stream it.
Okay.
On it. What the hell? Actually, no, I can do it. I'm going to stream it. What the hell?
It's pretty good streaming.
Yeah, it was doing okay before when I was taking the 5 minutes to try to find a song.
Coca-Cola, where caffeine somebody goes streaming down your neck.
Yeah, this is from Magnatune. This artist called Somadrone from the album Translucent. And we're going to listen to one called WNQD, provided, of course, it works.
Go to Magnatune.com.
Yes, they are friends.
Hopefully I'm not blowing everybody out.
Small town. I like
right. Soma Drone with off the album Translucent.
That's pretty rocking.
Go and find it. Buy it. Support these
people. Yeah.
Support Magnitude, man. Great website.
Yeah. It's off of Magnitude.
Magnitude.com. Cannot go wrong if you go to Magnitude looking for music. Go there.
You can listen to the whole catalog.
Tell them that the dudes at the tech show sent you.
No DRM, or anything.
What website lets you listen to the entire catalog?
Yep. You listen to it all you want. Buy it. It's real inexpensive to buy. Good prices there.
And you could share with three friends.
Right now you can share the stuff. Hey, you buy one copy and you get three for free. You give it to three friends. That's a damn good deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
John gets non-DRM music. Got the right idea, man.
Yep, non-DRM music. You can download right there or have them send you a CD. That's pretty cool, man.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Dan, you're going to talk about your Ubuntu experiences?
Ubuntu.
Yeah.
You got your nipples pierced in the process, right?
Ooh. Oh, my genitalia. Oh, my genitalia. Yeah.
Get the little bar through it.
Is it like a Prince Albert or something like that? Ow.
Yeah, ow. Right.
Ow.
Yeah, it just sort of makes you sit lightly just thinking
about
that one.
I never got that, man.
Speaking of sitting lightly, I got a buddy of mine I work with that just got a vasectomy.
TMI. Yeah.
Ain't nobody going near that area with scissors, I'll tell you that.
No, dude, they go, not only do they do that, but that he said they like
Alan's
I guess
get
they cauterize it or something too. She said the worst part was when he could smell them burning something down there. I was like, oh no.
On the Learning Channel, they had a show called The Operation, like about a year or two back. And one of the episodes, I had a guy getting clipped, man. It was brutal.
Ow.
Every guy was cringing watching that. I was like, ugh.
It's just, it's not meant to happen like
it's
that.
It's not right.
Thanks, Link.
Yeah.
All right, my breezy bastard.
It sounds like it should be like a weird children's book. My breezy bastard.
My breezy bastard.
All right, I guess was...
Spill it, man. Come on.
Friday, I figured I had enough with trying to get transcode on there. I'll just upgrade to Breezy Badger, which will solve my libc6 problem. Plus, I was, you know, I figured they're on beta 2 now. So it's got to be, and people have been using it, it's got to be pretty stable. So I downloaded the CD. And then the only reason why I downloaded the CD ISO was just in case I really screwed it up. Because I was going to do an upgrade. A dist upgrade using apt-get. So instead of me just, you know, if I really screwed it up, I could just reinstall Breezy Badger right from the get-go. Because I was reading on the forums, everybody says, well, they recommend that you do a complete reinstall from, you know, wipe it everything out and do a reinstall. And I'm thinking, this is Linux, man. You don't need to do that. I never did that with Slackware. I didn't do it with Debian. Why do I need to do it with Ubuntu? Why, I ask you, Link? And if I'm not mistaken,
it's a
good
thing we clip off when people do that. I just watch like all the lights go completely red.
A Christmas tree.
So, what am I doing here?
Dan, you need another Guinness, man.
Nice, yeah, where nice was star. I? All right, so I put burn the ISO, and if I'm not mistaken, I went from Wardy to Hori with no problems. And then I figured Hori to Breezy would be no problems too. What was it? Was it Hori? Yeah. No, I already have like.
Come on, man. Stop
now you have more.
There's, yeah. It's kind of hard to drink a Slurpee.
Three beers and an 84-ounce Slurpee.
You're not driving anywhere, man. What's your excuse?
He's going to be pissing for the next
off,
4 days.
You're off tomorrow,
it's not
right?
The driving that's getting me.
You're
not
the driving.
The
you're off
no
tomorrow,
excuses. Right?
What?
You're off tomorrow.
No, I was off today.
Oh, well, drink more.
It really wasn't off because I had to work till 3 in the morning last night.
Yeah,
so.
Two fish,
drink more and then you can like you know, be off tomorrow.
Two-fisted, yeah. All right, so I just simply changed the repositories from, what is it, Warty to...
Hori
to yeah, Breezy. Hori to Breezy, mm-hmm. and did update and dist upgrade. And
right.
It took a long time, and the problem is it got a good portion of the way through before it bombed out because it didn't want to overwrite something or said it was missing dependencies. And I figured, well, at this point, it was like a quarter of the way into the install or the upgrade, and it bombed out. So I said, all right, I'm just going to force it. And after I forced it, it seemed to be going pretty well. Then I came to a problem with, one of the libmpeg 3 files. One file, like, there was two packages. They were a little different. And one, like, some applications required the one and some required the other. And they both shared one file that was in each one's, it was in the package. One file. And it wouldn't let me continue with the install because it didn't want to overwrite a file that existed in the other package. So I had to manually force that package to install on its own and then continue with the dist upgrade. And after that, it was like a couple hours later, rebooted the machine because a new kernel and all the new services. Right. That was good to go. Now, I always make sure, because I don't run at run level 5, and Ubuntu and Debian, I think Debian might do this too, but Ubuntu, they put the XDM in every single run level.
Right.
So I've taken that out of run level 2. So they run at run level 2, which is what run level 3 is in Slackware. And then run level 5 in Slackware is what every run level that 2 through 5 run at in Debian.
Right.
I mean, not Debian, Ubuntu by default. So I don't run in X graphical login for any of my Linux boxes, so I deleted that out of there. So I always make sure I shut down as many services as possible before I do a dist upgrade. And ever since I did that, it's been running fine. I still can't get transcode, though. Because now the problem is with the libmjpeg library, that it's, again, one more version. It's like an RC2 is what Ubuntu installs. It's looking for an RC3. I could force it, but...
How long did the install take at total time?
The upgrade? Oh, man. I think I started it like... around 7, 8 o'clock, and I didn't get finished till like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Man.
I mean, it had to download a lot of packages and then just letting it go through, and then the problem with it would bomb out, like with a dependency thing, and then the forcing it, and then we'd go back and start going through again, and I'd come back. So I wasn't sitting there watching it the whole time. So there was some downtime. Now, I upgraded another system. I have my server at work, which is running Hori. And yesterday I decided, now it was Tuesday night, I decided, hey, let's upgrade this thing to Warty. To Breezy. Yeah, to Warty. Let's upgrade it to Warty. Let's upgrade it to Breezy. So I did this. I did the upgrade to Breezy remotely from home.
How'd that go?
It just finished a few minutes ago. I ran into the same issue with it got to a point where... it was this time it was an OpenOffice 2 package. The English documentation wanted to overwrite a file that existed in the writer package and the calc package, so it wouldn't let me do it. So I had to manually go in there and force that to be installed. And once I did that and continued with the forced upgrade, it finished. Yeah, it went pretty well. I just rebooted it a few minutes ago and it came back. So, there's two success stories for upgrading Breezy. One, sitting here in front of the machine. The other one, doing it remotely. But it is kind of distressing that when you think about this, it's not an easy process for, like, a person who's not familiar with Linux to do. And to do the upgrade
but
like that.
I think the problems that you had with the upgrade are because it's not a final release yet.
I had to do similar things when I went from Warty to Hori.
See, I did not. I did an upgrade from Warty to Hori. The only thing I did was I updated the apt-get sources list and changed every reference from Warty to Hori, And then I did apt-get upgrade. And is it apt-get? Update.
Update.
And then apt-get.
apt-get upgrade.
Dist upgrade.
Yeah.
And it just went. I never had to touch a damn thing. Did the whole thing by itself. I rebooted everything just to make sure it was going.
I think a lot of times with these Debian-based distros, depending on when you do the dist upgrade, if there's a problem in the repositories, it could really screw things up, you know? Like, I know the Canonix people, like, recently, because the Debian repositories for KDE, they were in the middle of, like, upgrading, and it was just a complete mess. People would do this upgrade, or they do an upgrade on the KDE package, and everything would just get totally borked up. So I think a lot of it has to do the state of the repository, what the hell they're doing, you know, how stable it is. And like you said, this is a release candidate. This isn't the final version.
Right. However, on the IRC channel right now, but I'm on Tux1313 says, and gives a link, by the way, says the Ubuntu Breezy is supposed to be in its final release tomorrow. That would be October 13th.
So what you were playing with is probably pretty close to what the final version is.
Probably pretty damn close. I would imagine so, yeah.
Canonix is coming out in a week, I think, or 2 weeks.
Oh, you know, everything has to come back to Canonix.
What the hell is this Canonix
I keep
hearing
about?
You talk
about Ubuntu, I'll talk about Canonix.
Canonix, Canonix, Canonix.
Dude, you could do a 20-minute install.
That's, I just did a 20-minute install of Breezy today.
You know what I did?
That's how long it takes in a 3.2 gigahertz machine.
You know what I did, man? With Ubuntu, you can do this, too. You ever try Click software?
No.
You should check it out, man. You can install it. It's compatible with Ubuntu, Canonix, Debian.
Is that where it installs? Where does it install the software, actually?
What it is it's the same version of the software that winds up on the live distros. Like, it's this compressed format. And what it does is it puts it right on the desktop, and it puts an entry in your fstat file. And it's a compressed binary that sits right on your desktop, and you can run the software. Like I was running Enlightenment DR17, and it was smoking fast, man. Enlightenment, I was impressed.
DR17,
yeah, through Click. I opened up a window.
No, wait. Where does it install it though?
It installs it to your desktop.
Oh, it installs the application to your desktop.
It's a compressed file, self-contained binary file. It sits on your desktop. You just click on it, and it runs. You want to get rid of it? Uninstall
it? I don't have
it?
A desktop in Fluxbox. It installs into your desktop directory, right?
Yes. And if you want to uninstall it, all you got to do is delete the file. That's it.
Now, when you click on this file, is it it's a compressed file, you say?
Yeah. It's the same thing that happens on the live distros, you know? It'll open up a window and fire off, like, I tried a couple of games. Like, I was trying this one game, Barrage. And that was pretty cool. It's a quick and dirty way of trying applications that you might have a problem with, you know, compiling. For
All right, so you click on this file. Do you have to have Click software installed or something?
Yeah, there is some software you have to install.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Because I was thinking, now my idea, when you say it would be like a self-contained application, would be similar to OS X's, where it
exactly.
might install in like the op directory or something, where it's a complete statically linked.
Yeah, this thing has everything that you need to run on it.
So how did you do Enlightenment DR17 with that? Because that's a window manager.
I went to the Click website. I went to Enlightenment. I clicked on Enlightenment. It downloaded. I clicked on the little icon on my desktop, and it opened up a window, and I ran Enlightenment through a window through KDE.
Oh, it opened up an XNest.
Yeah.
So you didn't have, like, you can't run then. You can't run Enlightenment DR17 through Clix as your main window manager.
No. It's a tryout software, really, what it is. And it's really fast. Like, I was impressed by Enlightenment, man. I liked it better than Fluxbox, to be honest. You got a mouse.
Look on Link's face.
You got a mouse running around.
It's yeah. Canonix followed by
Enlightenment.
Link's over here just moved from Slackware to Ubuntu, and all he hears about is Canonix, and now it's screw Fluxbox.
Like,
it's
Link,
time
check
for
out Click, man. It's a really cool way to try new software out without installing anything. Super easy, super quick. You want to get rid of it? Delete the icon. You're done. It's gone.
Good day, sir. Where is that? What's
have
the Klix
web, icons.
Website?
I run Flux
I don't know it off the top of my head.
What is it? KLIX?
KLIK. Click.
Click magazine.
Like Nopix?
Background no, wait, there, it looks just, like. Just freaking stop now. We're just getting way out of. There's something wrong here. Next thing you know, we're going to be talking about how much we love, like, Windows 2003 or Vista or some shit like that. So just fucking stop now. We like Slackware and Fluxbox, no matter what Pat says. No,
Slackware.
None of this little icon with the click thing. And,
it's
and,
awesome,
and,
man.
The tech show is brought to you by Slackware.
No.
I'm lazy,
tech show
man.
Sponsored
I don't feel like,
by Slackware.
I don't feel like compiling everything sometimes.
Canonix.
It's awesome. Canonix is a great distro.
That's the new name for the new Windows, right? Windows Canonix?
It'd be a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Do they have... Is transcode in the clicks?
Maybe.
The iOmega click disk.
Hey, remember that?
Yeah, it's...
The click,
click
of death.
Dot Atticon.
No. The click disk.
It's a term.
I know what the click... But at every... Zip drive
the
I ever
had. Zip 100 with the click of death?
The
yeah.
click of death. Yeah.
And I guess it determines what distribution you're running because it keeps putting me on the Ubuntu.
Yes.
Ubuntu.
So you install the package to run it, and then all you got to do is go to the website and download any of the applications that you want to try out. And it's cool. Like I said, it's a cool way to try out new stuff without installing anything permanent.
Love me tender. Love Alan. So,
yeah.
I wonder what they have in there.
There's a lot, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
Are you going to be putting the our singing on the OG there, Dan?
Yeah, it's on the OG.
There's a lot of games you could try, too, you know?
The tech show sings.
Like, the first application I tried on there was L Songs, which is the Linspire application, which is the front end to mp3tunes.com. There's other ones, too. You could
How did that run?
It ran okay. I tried L Photo, the Linspire photo application. I like Digicam better, but, you know, L Photo
the
was okay.
Photo.
You know, it
so what if you're not using a KDE or a GNOME desktop that puts application icons on in a desktop directory and pops it up on the desktop for you.
Then you can't use Canonix.
It's not Canonix. This is Click. This is Click.
See, it's not so.
Can I still use Click then? I mean,
you might.
I guess.
But
I guess
he doesn't have a desktop icon.
I don't. I wonder how you'd run that.
Probably just execute the binary.
I wonder.
Can you do that without a icon?
I think you can.
There are three distributions which have Click Client pre-installed. Canonix.
Ubuntu.
OpenSUSE. CPX Mini. No, it's not pre-installed.
It supports Slack. It supports Ubuntu.
I wonder if it does have a Slackware.
I think it does.
Why would you need separate pages? I guess you're not. Nope, doesn't have a Slack.
Why do you need this click thing to install software if you have Soiree? That's what I want to know.
Because it's a quick and dirty way of trying out applications, like CVS builds of nightly builds of applications that are currently in development.
I do that with check install, though.
Yeah, you could do that.
Don't like it?
Yeah, but you don't have to compile it.
Well, exactly. Yeah. It's quick
That's
and dirty,
fun.
Man.
That's fun, though.
And you don't have to worry about dependency issues.
Exactly.
But at 3 gigahertz plus... Does it really? Is it really a problem for anybody to compile anything anymore? No. Nah.
So if you want Cinelera,
it's there.
It downloads a gig worth of software right to your hard drive, so you can run it. All the dependencies.
Well, that's when you download the binary.
I'd like
man.
To try the latest KDE 3 hours later. 3 gigs. Of
3 hours later. Jeez.
8 hours.
3 days later.
It's like clicks. Click is the extreme opposite of Gen 2, isn't it?
Well, what it is...
3 days later.
What it is they use this for the live distros. All the applications that you run off a live distro, it's Click software. You know? Nopix, what do you think they're running? It's this stuff.
on the Gentoo thing. I was reading this website where the guy's trying to put together a myth TV box
on Gentoo.
He's using Gentoo, and it's like day three, and he's still installing Gentoo.
Still compiling.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, I'm not knocking clicks. I think it's a great idea. I think there's some cool stuff in there. My only complaint with that, I guess, would be, does it have to be to the desktop? Because I think that...
I don't think so.
After a while, if you start playing around with all these applications, your desktop's going to start looking like a Windows user desktop.
I don't think so. I think you just download the file and execute the file.
It's just, I don't know, man. It seems... why would I want an X server, run my X server out of clicks?
Maybe you want to try the development version without installing anything on your system.
You think?
Yeah. Supposedly, a lot of the applications are nightly builds of development versions.
Hmm.
You know, you can install and try it without freaking screwing up your system.
They have a package search on there?
Yeah.
There we go.
That's what they make backups for. So you can try stuff without screwing up your system.
No, Cinelera's not on there.
Is Kino on there?
Let me check. Yeah.
You know what game I was trying out from there? Barrage. You ever play that game? You're sitting on this cannon emplacement, and you're just bombing the shit out of these guys running by.
Isn't that an old game?
It's, I don't know. They're screaming as you blow them up.
Can you get Prawn?
Speaking of blowing things up, have you guys seen this thing that the UN did? This UNICEF campaign? They took like a video of the Smurfs.
I haven't seen the video.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
What the fuck, man?
I want to see.
Oh, is that what
video.
That was? Yeah. Was there like a tank rolling into one of the Smurf huts?
Yeah, yeah. They were getting bombed, man.
I'm like, what is that? I've never seen.
They said they wanted to make it worse. On it.
Well, are we going to show like dismembered Smurfs?
Exactly. That's what they wanted to do, but the I guess the Smurf developers said no. Whoever owns the Smurf.
But do you know that the one that they did last time that they wouldn't even show in the United States?
Well, I don't think this one's going to get shown in the United States.
You know, they had one. I'm pretty sure it was UNICEF. I would bet money on it. That had one last time that was it was pictured like the commercial was shot in the United States. And it's this soccer mom, you know, giving her kid a ride to school or some shit like that. And then she's like walking on the soccer field after school and she steps on a landmine and gets blown all up her and all her little soccer kitty friends, like bunch of 12-year-olds. You just see them flying all over the place with dirt and shit.
Fucking assholes.
I would love to see that one.
Of course, they wouldn't play that here in the United States, right? But I saw it over the internet and I'm like, you know, why the hell would you make a commercial like that? You know what I mean?
What are they thinking?
Like, they don't even show people from countries that have landmines that get blown up, you know? But they make a commercial about, you know,
it's the goddamn UN, that's the problem.
And then they decide, you know, at the end of the thing, they're like, well, you know, if this kind of thing would happen in your country, then you would give money to us kind of thing. Yeah. I just thought that was really fucking dirty and underhanded.
They're assholes, man. Bunch of crooked politicians from the UN.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Here, have another payment. How about paying off your fucking parking tickets? Anybody from New York knows what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Or your speeding tickets, or your traffic accident tickets.
They're the worst, man.
You know? Because they don't, UN vehicles? Yeah. UN vehicles in New York don't wait for traffic lights. They don't care about stop signs. They have, you know... They're free and clear. They can't be prosecuted for anything.
Move the UN to Geneva. Good riddance. Mm.
Did you ever play Liquid War there, Alan?
No, I'm looking at what you're doing.
What the hell is that?
It's Liquid War. It's a pretty cool game. You have to capture your opponent. You have to encircle them in like your liquid here. So you gotta
it's like Tron except with water.
So once you encircle them.
Diplomatic immunity.
It sounds like a toilet going on.
It does.
You gotta overtake their own.
Just go Excuse me.
Danny, you're right. You're getting your ass kicked.
Yeah, I know, because I tried to use the mouse when I started this thing, but it wouldn't work. Which brings me to the question. I see what... Click seems to have some really cool stuff, but I can't understand why a lot of that stuff on there I'd want to install, because I could just pull the package down. And whereas you're saying it's latest and greatest stuff, I mean, how different is it? I don't know. Link, your opinion? You're not going to be trying Click that in the near future?
No, probably not.
You could do your own distro, your own live bootable distro, put down the applications from there.
You know what? Anymore, I just want to be able to sit down. Probably because I've been working with that crappy computer work for so long. I just want to be able to sit down and do my shit and have it work. You know? I don't have to piss with anything or any of that. That's what I want. I don't know. To that end, that's why I like the breezy stuff. But, you know, okay, here's an the two things that are keeping me from breezy. Well, one really is that it's not in final release yet. But hopefully that'll be coming tomorrow. But no, I really want to know how to be able to play DVDs on there that I can't manage to get working right.
I love the background
and
music.
The other thing,
just the music.
The other thing that I found really interesting is I've done two installs now, right?
Yeah.
And the one install I did at home on my secondary machine, one I did at work on my main workstation. Now, the one at home on my secondary machine will play an OGG file when you click on it. Plays just fine. At work, it told me that there wasn't a codec for it or something like that. And this is off a bare naked install. I have no idea what the hell the problem is with that. But those are two odd things. Anyway.
What the hell are you playing? That's
Blob Wars.
Blob
Wars. Lob Wars.
You have no idea what they're... What were you saying there?
Well, I did two installs. One install would play OGG files and one wouldn't. Said that the codec wasn't there. And it was on just a, you know, base install. Same CD, same everything.
How breezy.
Yep.
How many installs did you do? I thought you only did one.
I've done actually three now. One on my another developer's secondary workstation at work, one on my main workstation at work, and one on my secondary workstation at home. But probably I will be doing more. I'll probably reinstall.
I read it off the damn screen.
Reinstall my secondary workstation at home when the final release comes out.
My audio went again. What the hell?
You're a punk.
There we go. I need new heads. This is getting ridiculous.
It's because of his headphones, yeah.
We got to get him new headphones. Anyway, guys, listen. Speaking of us getting him new headphones, please. Many of you have... I know we're going to be done here in 2 minutes. I want to make another announcement. Please, please. Those of you who have... contacted us in the past for an avenue to actually donate a little bit to the show.
No, gift. Give a gift.
Yes, it's a gift. Donation implies that it's like tax deductible and all that crap, and that just simply is not the case. If you would like to contribute to the show, we'll
as
put
a
it
gift.
That way, as a gift.
A gift.
You may contribute to this show by PayPaling Dan some money if you'd like to contribute money. And your PayPal address, Dan, is just what? Is it Dan at thelinuxlink.net?
Yeah, something like that.
Is that the one? Dann. Go pick up the link off of the webpage. TLLTS.info. Grab the link off of there and please send a gift in if that is your inclination. If it's not a monetary gift, then you have some other gift you'd like to contribute.
Send
like
naked pictures
like some,
of yourself.
Some wickedly cool hardware or maybe
for
some
Alan.
New microphones.
Only,
or
only the women in the audience.
Some SIP adapters or something really cool like that.
Well, what we need to save up for, guys.
Please, by all means, contact us at techshow@thelinuxlink.net. And... once again, we're doing the whole DVD/CD sale doohickey for those of you who want to have a copy of the old episodes, since we have so many, it's kind of impractical to download them all at this point in time. So we're just, you know, we'll sell them to you for our cost, pretty much, which is $10 per set, either one DVD with all kinds of crap on it that we can jam in there, or two CDs, your choice of MP3 or OGG files, and we will mail them priority mail to your preferred destination. Dan's playing with his nipples.
Dan needs freaking new headphones, man. Those things are shot.
Dan's headphones are really bad. Yeah.
This Guinness, man. I love Guinness, but
Guinness
it's
rocks.
Like it's a meal in a bottle. I mean,
you know what's good about Guinness?
I feel like I'm on third dinner now.
In Dublin, there's certain pubs, man, that where you go to, they have pipes from the Guinness brewery direct to the pub.
Yes, I've seen that.
I gotta go to that, man.
That's cool. That is cool. What we really need is a gas pipe from Dan's ass to the outside.
He'll solve the world's
energy
needs.
That's what I need.
He's gonna heat the neighborhood for a month.
Anyway, listen, guys, we're probably done with the show anyway, and I know Ben Rev is done because it is 10 o'clock.
No.
What, you got a minute left?
I got 22:01 over here. All right, well, it's almost 10 o'clock then. Well, it'll be 10 o'clock in a couple of seconds. Jeez. So I want to tell you all thanks once again.
Thanks for listening.
Listening to the Linux Link Tech Show, episode 105. It is this
105.
Time, right? 105.
More Guinness.
Yeah, a little more Guinness, a little more bullcrap talk, you know, from some drunk and... Slurpy, intoxicated, fat guys. Yeah,
Slurpees.
I just can't talk today. You know, it's been a really tough week. Perhaps next time, and perhaps next time
we have a guest next week.
We'll
actually
have a guest. Who's our guest next week?
Peter Vanderlinden, author, and he has a bunch of really cool articles.
Peter Vanderlinden.
He has a really good bunch of articles on Linux Journal about Linux security, encryption, that kind of thing.
A Linux security kind
Plus, he's written a bunch of books. He should be good at it. It's a good interview.
And he's written a bunch of books. All right. It's going to be good. Make sure you tune in next week for 106.
And in 2 weeks.
Goodbye, Ben Rev.
3 weeks.
Goodbye, Ben Rev.
Good night.
Too late. They're already gone.
2 days.
The first week of November, we got Mark Spencer from Digium.
Yeah. Digium.
People from Asterisk.
And what are you going to get them to send us, Pat?
An Asterisk
Come
at Home
man.
DVD.
Can you send us a
CD.
You got to start telling these people that they need to send us shit, man. Like the guy, who's the, Vanderlinden next week?
Peter Vanderlinden.
Where's all our review books and materials, man? Come on, step it up a notch. Tell them, we would love to see what kind of books you have written. You could send us a copy.
That would have been a good interview.
No, I haven't heard from CPU builders either. Should stay next to the microphone. Maybe I got to send him another email.
Intoxicated. That was funny.
Are you a boxer? Making up words?
I can't. I cannot talk. It's been that way all day. You ever just wake up one day and your tongue just not is not associated with your mouth anymore?
Penis.
It just... It's like my tongue is two steps behind me all day long.
It is back.
You shut up, Dan.
Did you ever wake up one morning with something in your mouth that just wasn't there earlier? All right.
Yeah, and I tell you what her name was, but I don't want anybody
to get
grossed out.
The Linux World Expo this year is later. It's in April. We should... talk to somebody, or if we know anybody, maybe I would love. We should probably get.
We need to have sponsors to sponsor us for that.
A banner, man, for the booth.
Yeah, for our booth and stuff.
I mean, we're not going to stream out live, but we should definitely do some interviews and.
Oh, definitely, and then we can upload them to our stuff, and people can download them. Yeah.
Do we actually have like a logo?
Actually,
sort of, kind of. Somebody send us one.
Was that Droops who came out with that logo? The little button. That's a cool logo, man. The little lightning bolts, Dan?
Something.
What?
The button that over on Twat.
Yeah?
Who came up with that? It? Droops?
Me.
That's cool.
So wait, you want to see the ones that didn't make it?
Put them up, man.
Okay, let's
let's check them out.
All right. Anyway, listen, guys. While we left, the rest of this crap. You all have a good night. And
wait, what
I believe
what
that's the end of the show.
Dan, put on some ending music.
Put on some ending music and cut us out, man. We'll check this.
Wait,
stuff
you want
out.
To see these? You want the audience wants.
Yeah, but they can't see them.
There was this one.
Open it up.
Is that got boobies on it?
That one. That
I
one,
like that.
That one didn't make
it's
it.
It's the booby one.
I like that one.
They didn't want the booby one.
Well, there's a couple of them.
Wait. Go back to the. Go back
oh, wait. Alan wants to see the boobies. Oh, there's more boobies.
There's this
the,
one.
These are the logos that didn't make it.
Oh, wait. Let me blow that one up.
Only
a little
Dan,
bit.
You know? Only Dan would do this stuff.
Right.
There you go.
There
oh,
we go.
Some eyeballs staring at you nice. Out of that one, I'll tell you. Well, now, what you needed to do was put the penguin right in between them two eyeballs there.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true.
And snuggling them up, you know?
Oh, man. Sweet.
So, I think that's the only ones.
What we really need is the one that says TLLTS with four boobs on it. I think that would be appropriate. Because that's what we are, right?
Four boobs.
Four boobs.
One with two of them with, with hair around them.
Two of them with goatees, yeah.
So, I'll post a link to the image. I'll put the images up. And
yeah, you got to put the images up somewhere now because everybody
hey, I'll put it on the DVD, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, you want to see the images? Buy the DVD.
Buy the DVD. Ah! All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.
No, wait, I don't have music lined up yet.
Yeah, but I'm going to pack up and cut out of here, so. Dun, 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 dun. I see you on the flip side.
Good night.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Baby. Something, something.
What do I want to play? Oh, wait a minute. Where was that? I don't know. All right. What should I play? It's dying here. Yeah, I'll still be trying to find.
Why am I getting that SSH identification thing? Exchange identification. What the hell? I remember something about.
Don't ask me, man. What'd you do now? What are you trying to get into?
I can't SCP file to my server.
Dun 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 dun. All right, there we go. Thanks for listening.
Between the time when the oceans drank Atlantis and the rise of the sons of Arius, there was an age undreamed of. And on to this, Conan, destined to bear the jeweled crown of Aquilonia upon a troubled brow. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Shut up. Just shut up. Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush.
It's over.
Oh. Oh, there's still like a Guinness and a half to go and a quarter of Slurpee to go. Wait, it's my chaser. It's my Guinness chaser. Hold on.
What I notice about the bottles is it doesn't have that thickness when it's on tap. You know, that heavy foam. It's very,
it doesn't have the CO2 in it.
It's very flat at the bottom.
Yeah. Woo! Extra stout. Link, it's got a head on it.
Oh, yeah.
You have it here?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Where?
Right here.
That's really odd.
It's on DVD.
Yeah.
Put it on the DVD player. We'll see if it works.
SSH exchange identification. Some kind of issue. What the fuck is all without
Wait, this? Didn't one of you bastards say we're not on iTunes anymore?
No, we are.
We are?
Yeah.
Or it's not updating on iTunes?
I have it set to update every night. Sometimes takes. It doesn't pick it up every. Well, no, it doesn't always pick it
Is
up.
Is it on there?
Exactly yeah, the next day. Although some of that I found with my settings.
The chapter indexes were automatic. Spartan?
What?
I think your drive is shot, man. You got a DVD player, nothing?
Wait, hold on a second. Let me try. But I was playing the Conan DVD.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some of those, the ones that are pressed from the factory, because they're silvery, sometimes if your drive is dying on it, it doesn't read the data.
Pop it out of there. Let me check it out over here. Maybe I'll go buy a DVD recorder this weekend for that system. Where can you get them? Can you get them around here for 30, 40 bucks? Or do you have to order them online?
You can get them. Maybe Best Buy has them. Well, that's nice, man. How big is that, 17?
15. It's a 15-inch.
Wait for Captain Mushmouth to come.
Captain Mushmouth. And how are you doing today, Pat?
We're so mean.
Shit. You want to know where the magic smoke's coming out?
Where's the magic smoke? You blew a rectifier, right?
Right there.
Ah, capacitor.
No, the chip.
Oh, the chip.
Right
oh,
the chip.
That's not good. Yay, only like, 900,000 transformers in there.
Transistors.
Transistors. Losing my mind. Not that I had a lot to start with.
I had the same problem anymore.
Speaking of transformers and transistors... This Sunday.
Transformers.
That's right. That thing is
more than meets the eye.
This Sunday is the Ham Fest.
Yeah, I got to get instructions.
Allen.
I got to get instructions.
I even have it marked on my calendar like a good boy.
I'm glad you remember.
I didn't remember. I have it marked on my calendar. I marked it the day you told me.
Where is that first? It's.
I don't think I put that on there. I just said, Hamfest. Talk to Alan.
Let's see. Hamfest, Pennsylvania. I haven't been to one in so long. It's pathetic. Okay, RF Hill is where it is. It's Green Lane, PA. Sellersville Fire Company.
Sellersville.
Where the hell is that, anyway?
Let's see. We're going to Quaker. It's past Quaker Town. Take 202. No, that's not. You have to figure out how to take there. Oh, 78 west to exit 60. Follow 309 south. Take the exit marked Sellersville. And I imagine we follow the instructions from there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't have any radios that even work anymore, so I can't even run the talk-in or anything like
Alan,
that.
Alan, can you move to the last desktop?
What the hell's your...
Just move the scroll bar. I mean, scroll mouse. Just scroll up. No, put it over the desktop. Any blank. Just scroll up. Click on the desktop.
Open the top left-hand corner.
It doesn't matter. You should click on the desktop. No. Click on the desk.
I am clicking
on the desk. All right, now do the scroll bar. Why isn't it?
I don't know. I'm spinning the button here. Oh. Unless it's like a scroll bar I don't see.
Oh, Dan broke his computer.
Again.
I know something bad happened last time.
That was incredibly funny, though.
I had no idea, man. You guys just, you know, stopped talking, and Pat and I were talking for a few minutes, and then we figured out that you guys weren't on there, and not only were you guys not on there, no one could hear the show.
Yeah, it just disappeared for a little bit.
So we said, one of those fun little things must have happened.
You want to sit down here?
Yeah, we're
going
to have to sit down.
La, 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 la.
Why did all of a sudden this stop working? What the hell?
You broke it.
Brokey computer again. There we go. Control Q anymore? Control Q.
Ay, ay, ay.
La, 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 la.
This is to Alan. With this thing and the thing with the thing that does the thing.
O'Brien held up his left hand, its back toward Winston, with the thumb hidden, four fingers extended. How many fingers am I holding up, Winston? Four. And if the party says that it is not four but five, then how many? Four. The word ended in a gasp of pain.
Okay.
George Orwell, 1984.
We don't have a guest tonight, do we?
I just looked at the notice on the web, and it said Jeremy's going to be on tonight talking about LWE and...
He is?
Does Jeremy know
or
that
something?
Yet?
I don't know. I could have swore it just said that on my freaking RSS feeder. I have no idea.
How are we talking to him?
I don't know that either.
You got anything you want to sell? You can get a table down there.
Which I did.
Are we supposed to be talking to Jeremy tonight?
I haven't talked to him. I thought you said you talked to him.
No, I said we could have, but I never got around to contacting him.
Would you try to contact him if he's there? Talk to him? If not, they don't. That's all. What's going on?
There's a light brunch available and great soup.
Great soup. Man? Ooh, great soup.
Oh, man.
Door prizes throughout the day must be present to win, and a dual band HT need not be present. Power strip on top works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where the white extension cord is plugged into.
That'll work. What's that? Is that the modem?
Yeah.
Okay. It's what's left of the modem.
That's what we're going over, huh?
Hey, we did a bit of a public service announcement. You're going to have to fix up a little bit, but since you're doing all the video,
okay.
On it, we did a public service announcement for us. Dan, can you help this man? Actually, I don't know. Do I have it? Is that the last thing on here?
So, Dan, I'm thinking you should change the name of the server from the linuxlink.net to, like, Boeing.
We figured the last fade out there should be a still frame with the address to the PayPal account.
His PayPal account.
Don't let this happen to you.
I got no drinks.
I got drinks. I brought some drinks. What do you say?
Move it. thank you.
I can take that dip the dog real easy.
You know, she's got a ketchup bottle behind my head when you're doing that. I don't think
ketchup bottle's not open. Here, you can have the ketchup back.
Oh, can I?
So, and get the dog out of here, too. I'll take a Slurpee on your way back.
Okay, who else want?
You want to close that before you hit and hand it to your wife who's already mad at you?
I'm buying Slurpees for people who are going to come see Serenity this weekend.
Well, hey, I told you that you have to email my wife on that.
When is it?
Make a break weekend.
But in anticipation, I'll give you money for Slurpee.
I was kidding.
I don't know if I trust those vegetables.
Here, I got
money.
Who wants
one? I'll take a
Slurpee. I want a Slurpee.
Flavor.
Whatever comes out of the thing. Yeah, Coke is fine, but...
Whatever flavor comes out.
Well, Coke is fine, but... I don't know, whatever they have.
I'm good, thanks.
You don't want some money?
Well, this sucks. Now there's a video iPod.
The
suckers, those apple suckers.
You know, they're just going to sucker you into it and sucker you into it and sucker you into it. But you know the damn iPods don't work for shit anyway.
I never had any problems with mine.
My sister's broke. She had an iPod Mini. Lasted maybe a year.
A lot of silence going on here.
Yeah.
I'm setting up.
What time is it?
Oh, that's the popping. I keep hearing this tapping, and it's Link's tapping is a pad there.
Tapping is nads.
Tapping is nads.
That's right. They call me balls of steel.
Ding, 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 ding.
Tiny balls of steel.
Tiny
made
bubbles.
For Alan's face. Made for Alan's chin.
In the wine.
As it's for Lib DVD CSS, I think, if I'm not mistaken, when I originally installed it under Hori.
Hori.
What'd you call me?
Yes.
Yo, Hori.
So what are you reviewing, Breezy Bastard?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me double check here.
When the hell are they going to release it? That's what I want.
User, doc. Is it user shared doc? Lib DVD. I'm trying to remember what it was. Lib DVD read? Make sure you have the all the restricted and the multiverse and the universe.
I think that's what it is.
It might be in it, but I think. When I originally did it, I had to go into I install libDVD or one of the DVD packages, and you go in there, and there's a script that you can run to get libDVD CSS. When you run that script, it'll pull it down and install it for you.
I just found a website here, finally, after 15 Google pages. This guy actually is talking about Breezy 510. And he lists how to get Java Runtime Environment,
there, yeah.
Macromedia Flash Player, Totem and G-Streamer, G-Zine, VLC.
That's an update. There's
Win32 Codecs, Live DVD CSS, and Real Player.
Yeah. There's a page floating around that has a listing of all how to get all the stuff that wasn't included. Although
the,
I don't
yeah, but that's for Hori. That's the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it's not for the new one. But
this one is for...
Hello to the camera.
Hello. So you're going to get like the back of everybody's
so
head.
I'm going to email the link to this page to myself.
Should like prop it up over there.
Yeah. 5 minutes before the show starts.
Exactly. Why not?
I'll put it over there next time. For now,
we compile 5 minutes before the show starts.
For now, this is where it's going to go.
Why change anything? We always compile 5 minutes before.
Why didn't my wife bring me something to drink? These potatoes are a little spicy. And the meatloaf, it don't stink. But your ass does, Link. Ah!
Yeah.
As I eat these frozen vegetables, I think of you.
You think of him when you eat frozen vegetables?
You gotta say something.
Link's my little frozen carrot. Thank you very much.
So really what you're going to have to do, though, with the...
I don't think Guinness would go good with the frozen Coke that I have on the way, so yeah. I'll have to pass for now.
You know, now we've got to get another we've got to get another tap off the mixing board now so you can, like, remote sound into that.
Yeah.
Because nobody's... It's going to be just like the video I shot last week where you only hear us, and there's, like, all these long pauses.
Bring a dog in. I dropped some potatoes on the floor.
Now, for the purpose of the video.
Face the camera. This is a special segment. You're not getting this on the air, and I can prove it because here's the microphone, right? Check this out.
Check this out.
All right. When I pack my microphone up all the time,
when he packs his fudge,
and it puts this little divot in here. I don't know if you can see it, but what it ends up looking like is you talk to a penis all night long. Yeah, put it in a bag. Looks like a penis. See, just like that. Alan's got the same problem. Only his little penis line is on the side.
So yeah.
Mine's just more pronounced because it's, you know, big and almost
it's bigger.
Purple, like a purple helmet warrior.
Yeah, it's
dog
got the,
to the penis.
It's got the orange helmeted warrior.
Talk to the penis.
I think next week we're going to we'll set it up in the other corner over there. I'm thinking over there maybe. No, you'll get Dance out of his head, and you'll get me and Alan.
I think you can just, you know, set it up over there on you and Alan during the break.
Oh,
bummer. Got the bin wrap. Got the bin wrap. Got the bin wrap.
So, Dan, we're gonna force you to explain yourself.
I will now begin to explain Pat's homosexuality.
there's mashed potatoes under my feet. Because one piece fell. Oh.
Mashed potatoes under Dan's feet.
That would explain the homosexuality.
Now it's on my toe. And she didn't bring me any napkins.
Let the dog in.
At least the dog didn't shit there and you stepped in it with a bare foot.
No, but the dog pissed on the modem, man. I think your dog had to be a contortionist or something.
Was the door open?
I guess it was. Usually it's closed, but...
Something.
You know what I'll do?
No, but I bet you're going to tell me.
I'll start the show, and then I'll copy those files off of that DVD.
Yes, I brought the DVD with the OGG files for you, Pat.
Thank you.
I know you asked for.
I need to get a copy of one so I can start doing some copies too.
Well, let's.
How much hard drive space do you have on your computer?
Should be relatively free right now.
Gigs or so.
Oh yeah.
Well, when Dan's done copying, do you have a DVD drive in it?
Yeah, I can copy it. I'll just copy
the DVD from him, copy it on your hard drive, then you'll have a copy too, and then hand it off to Pat. Pat will have a copy. I still have the files on my drive at home, and
thank
we're
you.
Good. I know you wanted something else too, didn't you?
From you?
Yeah, copy something else.
Video.
Which one?
Hitchhikers.
Oh, yeah. I'll let you borrow that.
Thanks.
Yeah, do we have more than just the first few copies? That
you know what? Speaking of that,
I got to come over and borrow some more.
Yeah, well, yeah, you come over and borrow something anytime. But speaking of that,
when you're done conducting piracy over the years,
we are not conducting. We are merely going over to watch the videos at his house.
We are doing a legitimate video sharing operation.
We're not making any money off of that.
You know, if I take my perfectly legal copy and hand it to Alan or Pat, and they take it home and watch it and give it back, that is perfectly legal.
I question the authenticity of this meatloaf. I don't think my wife made it by hand. I think it was a frozen meatloaf. She's going to hear about it when
but
she comes back.
Wouldn't that still be an authentic meatloaf? It's just an authentic frozen meatloaf. Right?
I demand
homemade. Are we starting the show?
Yeah, let's start the show here.
I'm waiting. I want you guys to shut up.
Show
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you done?
Yeah, I gave you the countdown.
All right, no, hold on.
It's not a real countdown.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, I got to start the recording. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Five, four, three, two, one. Why don't you do some there, some of them there sound checks, as you like to call them.
Some of them there.
Some of them there sound.
Some of them there. Testing, testing. Some of them. I can't hear anything out of my headphones. What's wrong? I can't hear anything out of my headphones. You plug them in. Hello, hello, hello. Test, 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 test. I guess it's going through. I still can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything?
No, not really out of my headphones. No.
Oh, let me play it back. Sing it again for me, sweetie.
Love me tender.
Ow!
Love me sweet.
What is it you want?
Never let me go. Blow.
Hey!
Heard that over here. The microphones right, had to pick that
Hold
one
on.
Up.
So are you sat? Speak, Alan.
The hills are alive with the Linux Link Tech Show.
Link, speak.
Woof.
No, come on. Say something. So we can actually get the sound test finished.
Someone's testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing.
All right. Let me play it back. Time for a poetry reading. Another Charles Bukowski poem because I'm too lazy to grab any other book at this point. From Betting on the Muse, Poems and Other Stories. Hell is now. The sun was rather diminished. The dog came in low. 11:32 a.m., Wednesday in the year of our Lord. All the man heard was the low gurgling growl. Then the beast had ripped his thigh. It was summertime. The scream parted the air. The beast parroted, leaped powerfully, sailed toward the man's throat. Flowers grew in the flower beds. The lawn was newly mowed. The man threw up his hands against the bared fangs. Shrank away. The beast bounced off, landed on all fours. The small finger on the man's right hand in his mouth. The dog stood dumbly, then dropped the finger. It was a majestic and beautiful animal. Its fur rose along its back and about the neck. It began circling the man rapidly. Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ! Help me! Two men came running from the neighboring backyard. One was a fat and bald, with a face like an owl. The other was thin, with a very white face, with a large birthmark, purple-black, shaped like a walnut. Briggs! They yelled. Briggs, stop that! Briggs paused, then trotted off into the backyard. The man held his hand up against his chest and covered it with his other hand. The man was sobbing, sobbing, choking sobs. I'll kill that fucking dog. I'll kill both of you. What's the matter? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Then the fat man with the face like an owl saw something on the lawn. He walked over and looked down at it. It was the finger. What's this? He asked. What's this? An old man on a bicycle rode past on the sidewalk. He was in a red and white shorts, wore goggles and a yellow helmet. On the back of his sweatshirt it said, Meet me, baby. He rode on by. It was 11:39 a.m. in the year of our Lord. That was Hell Is Now from Charles Bukowski. The book is Betting on the Muse, Poems and Other Stories. Available at all fine bookstores, Amazon.com now. Read more poetry.